Welcome back to the show. Thank you for listening this morning, and a big thank you to everyone that texts in questions. When we have the mayors on, the response is phenomenal. And you know, we do our best. In an hour, you can appreciate, with two different mayors, we're trying to get as many questions on as we can. I'm trying to do a rough count, and I think 49 people's texts were addressed in the questions that we were able to ask the mayors. Now, there were a number of texts that we didn't get a chance to get to you. I apologize. We try and do our best to get to as many as we can, but thank you. What I always will do, though, is grab the text, because some of them might be pertinent to bring in next month. So even a couple of the ones that I was able to work into the conversation today were ones actually that have come in over the last number of weeks. So we'll continue to do that as well. But that's the beauty of the dialogue. And I'm going to give credit again to the two mayors, because very seldom are we successful at getting politicians that say, yeah, we'll come in and open up the lines and take questions. It can be a big ask, but the mayors are always happy to do it. So we appreciate them joining the show. We, of course, started our program today talking about the shooting of Charlie Kirk in the United States, a political figure, a political commentator, a really part of a big, strong Republican or conservative youth movement, shot and killed in Utah yesterday. The FBI has now released a photo of a person of interest, not the best photo, but many people will be able to look at that. And perhaps there's no doubt that the FBI are honing in on, and hopefully soon will be able to make the arrest of that suspect. Okay. The other story that we've been following, and this story has been going on here as we were in the conversation with the mayors, we saw Prime Minister Mark Carney announcing the first five major projects that will be prioritized in the nation building work that they are doing. This is all part of the approval of and the passing of C5, that piece of legislation that allows them to hopefully cut out some red tape and get right to some of these projects that will have an instant impact on infrastructure, economy, and ultimately the sovereignty of our country, given the fact that we're doing what we can to become self-sufficient, to expand our markets, and to rely less on some of the trading partners who have proved to be maybe a little less trustworthy or a little more volatile in recent months. I'm happy to say Lisa Schick is joining me in studio. Lisa, our senior reporter from our CJME newsroom in Regina. Lisa, you were following along with the Prime Minister's announcements this morning. Thanks so much for being here.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what my understanding is, five projects were announced this morning in what they're calling the initial or the first wave of announcements?
Yeah, it's five projects all across Canada. We'll start with the ones that don't have too much to do with Saskatchewan. There is an expansion of the Port of Montreal's capacity in Quebec. There is a coal and copper mine in BC, the Red Chris mine. They're getting kind of shepherded over the finish line there. There's also another LNG project for kind of a pipeline that's going to go across a good chunk of the country.
Is that the one from northern BC?
Yeah.
I remember they were talking about Kitimat area, right, mm-hmm. for an LNG project.
Yeah. And so there are two that are kind of connected to Saskatchewan. I'll go with the one first. It is in Saskatchewan. It's up near Creighton. It's a copper mine. And we'll just play a little bit of the Prime Minister here. Oh, let me try that again.
We know that critical minerals and mining are industries of national interest in and of themselves, because they can reinforce our prosperity, build our security, diversify our markets, and advance reconciliation. And to these ends, we are referring the McInvenna Bay Foreign Copper Mine in East Central Saskatchewan and the Red Chris Copper and Gold Mine in Northwestern BC. Foran will strengthen Canada's position as a global supplier of critical minerals for clean energy, advanced manufacturing, and modern infrastructure. It'll create 400 jobs, boost the local economies in Saskatchewan and Quebec, where the copper will be smelted, and is expected to be the first net zero copper project in Canada.
Yeah, so this is going to be a copper mine. There's also zinc in there that they've been talking about. It's up in the kind of Creighton area. And there, it's actually been going for a while. Like, there are technical reports on this mine from back in 2011. That's how long they've been working on this.
So this is a bit of a federal push to get it over the finish line, get it operational. Is that what this is?
Basically, I mean, all of these projects are just about there. They've got a lot of work on them, a lot of consultation work that's been done. And what the Prime Minister said was, is they're just need a little bit more, in the regulation. So this is the final push to get them over that line in the end of it.
You mentioned, we're chatting with Lisa Schick, senior reporter from our CJME newsroom in Regina. You mentioned there was another announcement that has some implications in Saskatchewan, but it actually is to do with Ontario.
Yeah. The actual project is in Ontario, and this is money to help develop nuclear and SMRs in Darlington and that kind of development in Ontario. Okay. Now, you wouldn't necessarily think this has anything to do with Saskatchewan, but a few years ago, Saskatchewan actually signed an MOU with New Brunswick and Ontario when it comes to SMRs and the development. Now, Ontario is quite a bit further ahead than we are. So what we're doing is we're kind of helping out. We're on the sidelines there, checking out what they're learning, how they're doing things, which will help us develop our SMRs in the future.
Essentially, we benefit from their best practices, yeah, from maybe their missteps, whatever the case may be.
Exactly, yeah.
So there's obviously some stuff in there that is good for our province, but I didn't hear you use the word pipeline. So pipeline not part of this announcement.
No, there's no pipelines involved in this. There are some things that, you know, the Prime Minister was talking about could be around that. That could be good for that. There's some things that the office is looking at into the future. He named a few projects that they want a little bit more work to be done on before they actually get that full support. That's just things like a northern corridor, the Port of Churchill, making improvements there. He said, you know, they're on the sheet for the office, but they want a little bit more work before they actually put that money behind it.
I saw Alberta's premier could see on the TV, had given a reaction basically saying, let's not get too worked up that the word pipeline wasn't used. She said this is she referred to it as an evergreen document. So there's always going to be new adds, new builds added to it. And she went as far as to say, to be quite frank, we don't have the regulatory framework in Canada yet to incentivize investments in pipelines. Have we heard anything from Premier Mo yet?
We haven't heard anything. No, he's of course, overseas. Yeah. I believe he's in Japan right now. We have reached out to the provincial government to see what they're thinking about this. I'm expecting some positive things from the announcement on the copper mine. I know just today the copper mine actually announced that they're getting about, I think it was $70 million in transferable royalty tax credits from the government of Saskatchewan. So the provincial government is already behind that project. I'm sure they'll be happy to hear the federal government is as well.
Sure, sure. All right. Well, I appreciate you popping into studio, Lisa, to give us a bit of an update on this. We'll continue to follow this through the news.
Absolutely.
Lisa Schick, senior reporter from our newsroom. So talking about the five projects that were announced as priorities by Prime Minister Mark Carney this morning. Yes, there is one that is right in our province, and that is the copper mine near Creighton, which if you heard the clip of the Prime Minister, he's talking about making Canada a global supplier of critical minerals. This would create 400 jobs and went on to say this would be the first net zero copper project in North America. So this whole environmental part of the prioritization the federal government is showing, likely to permeate through some of these announcements. The other announcement, as you heard Lisa mention, that has implications in Saskatchewan is the announcement about nuclear expansion in Ontario. But knowing that Saskatchewan has this reciprocal relationship with Ontario when it comes to knowledge and understanding, this will benefit Saskatchewan in the long term as well. No pipelines in this announcement. The second wave of announcements are said to be announced by mid-November. So in there, as you heard Lisa say, things like the Port of Churchill as a project, the Pathways project, which is in Alberta and has got to do more with oil sand. It's not necessarily related to a pipeline. But the Arctic Economic Corridor, which is something that we have heard Western premiers talk about the importance of, is likely to be part in the second wave of announcements. So, do you like what you heard? Is this steps in the right direction? Is this rubber hitting the road? And I ask that question because how many times have you and I talked about talk is one thing, but action is another. Many people have said, I'll believe it when I see it, on a variety of things. So we know that they wanted to come up with a number of nation-building projects. They wanted to prioritize them. They said they would come out with announcements. Now, today, they have come out with official announcements. And, of course, we know the House starts sitting on Monday. In fact, we've got Andrew Scheer joining us Monday morning as a guest to talk a bit about what the priorities for the Conservatives will be going into the fall. Clearly, now we're hearing what some of the priorities are for the Liberal government. Is it hitting the mark? Are these positive announcements? Has the rubber hit the road to your satisfaction? Your thoughts when we come back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.